Later today, former Senator George Mitchell will release his long-awaited report on steroid use in baseball. He spent millions of team owners' dollars and two full seasons interviewing witnesses, by some accounts hundreds, and gathering reams of documents. The end result will prove to be some legal trouble for some people and debate fodder for many more. Who's to blame? What should be done? Are the punishments too lenient, too strict? Do we need more testing? What about this question? Should athletes be prohibited from using steroids in the first place? Our next guest says no. Mike Agostini was one of the top 10 sprinters in the world from 1953 to 59 and represented Trinidad and Tobago at the 1956 Melbourne Olympics. Since then, he's become an Australian citizen, coached Olympic athletes, written books, worked as a journalist, and done a host of other things that we don't have time to list this morning. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Allison.
So let's get right to it. Why should athletes be allowed to take steroids?
I prefer that they don't. I am against drugs, even though I did try amphetamines on one particular occasion in the 50s. But the point is, if we can't stop the use of drugs, so-called recreation drugs, in the streets and in the schools and at homes, how are we going to stop them in sport where the rewards are so much greater?
If steroids became legal, let's just make that argument, doesn't that take the sportsmanship and skill out of the equation if you can just make yourself artificially big and strong?
Well, Allison, you can't make yourself more artificially big and strong than your body has the potential to do, right? Let's get that abundantly clear. You cannot make a champion racehorse out of a jackass. What the drugs enable them to do is to train harder, recover more quickly, including from injuries, and train harder again. Now, let's ask a question. A lot of the U.S. athletes go to high altitude for middle and long distance running. Is that fair? The Kenyans are born in that altitude, so they are dominant in the longer distances. Is that fair? Athletes are entertainers. They are performers who entertain us. Do people refuse to go and see, let's say, Mick Jagger because it's known that he takes drugs? No one cares whether he does or not.
What do you think about slugger Barry Bonds, who's been indicted on perjury and obstruction of justice because the prosecutors believe that the home run titan lied under oath about using performance enhancers?
Well, I mean, that's a bit downstream from where we should be starting. If we started upstream and legalized the drugs, then there would be no need to lie. The lies have been told out of fear, out of self-protection, particularly of protection of their wealth. And that is totally improper and needs to be punished. But if we simply legalize them, you have a chance of controlling them. And if the concern is about the health and well-being of the athlete, have them prescribed by a properly qualified practicing physician and monitored by that same physician. And if the athlete succeeds, if any athlete exceeds his or her prescribed amount of drugs, then you put them out because they're being foolhardy and risking their health, which is what they claim that they're doing.
I wonder about the athlete who decides, let's say that drugs are legal and they are administered somewhat properly, but I'm an athlete who has decided, I don't want to take these drugs. I don't want to do this to my body. I want to do this naturally. Have we just written off those athletes? Because if I'm an average-sized guy playing football, I could probably do a whole lot of damage to myself if I'm going to play against someone on another team who is so much larger and stronger because they've been able to train larger for longer because of the steroids.
Allison, that's a good point, but my name is Mike, not God. I didn't create people of unequal strength or unequal or different approaches and attitudes towards these things, right? I am not encouraging the use of drugs, but I believe that the overemphasis on the so-called performance-enhancing drugs has been destroying the sport that I love so much and spent so much of my life in, track and field athletics. Because every time you read a headline, people are asking the question, is he clean, is she clean? Marion Jones was tested 160 times and found nothing. And until Marion Jones admitted to taking the drugs, and that followed in the light of the Balco case and the Balco incidents, Marion Jones would have gone down in history as one of the great heroes. How do we know whether Babe Ruth took something or nothing? I'm trying to save my sport and my sport is being destroyed, as so many other sports seem to be, but track and field particularly, because the headlines are about drugs or no drugs. And regardless of how great a runner Tyson Gay is, there will be people saying, yeah, but what is he on?
Hmm. I'm going to go with you on this idea that, let's say, steroids or performance-enhancing drugs have been legalized and they're being monitored and they're being administered in a way that perhaps won't hurt people, being administered in a responsible way by doctors. What about all the records that have been set? Do we have to start all over again, or is there going to be a BS before steroids and an AS after steroids?
Listen, I equaled and broke all sorts of world records, including Jesse Owens' high school records, and Jesse was an old friend. Records are meant to be broken, but about 35 years ago, the president of the New Zealand Medical Association said, throw away your record books, throw away your tape measures and the stopwatches. Let people compete one against each other or in groups on the day, and then move on to the next day and the future day. And let us have the winners glorified. You know, there are no records from the ancient Olympics.
Well, records have to be adjusted should the scenario that we've proposed, steroids and performing enhancing drugs, become legal.
Allison, that's a difficult question because, you see, we don't know who cheated and when. Hmm. The East Germans, I mean, you know, you've got records not only in track and field but in swimming that the East Germans set. And we know now that they were on performance-enhancing drugs. I know any number of athletes who've taken them, and I won't name names, but I'll go back to the 40s and 50s because these were my mentors, some of the greatest of the U.S. Olympic track and field athletes. And they introduced me to steroids, because we didn't know of the use of steroids then. We believed that big muscles were detrimental to sport. What a lot of nonsense. But I was introduced to amphetamines by them. They lived on them. They won gold medals on them. Hmm. They're all in their 80s. And no one knows that. And people still venerate them. So I'm saying, do we rub out the records? I don't know. I don't think that records are only important to the record breakers and to the public who are paying for a performance. Did the earth move for you? Yeah, that's a performance. Now let's go home and go back to our normal life and look for another performance next week.
Mike Agostini, one of the world's greatest sprinters, a former Olympian, and now a journalist. Thank you for the history lesson, Mike.
It's my pleasure.
If you'd like to read some of Mike Agostini's work, we'll link to it on our blog, to some of his books and other articles. That's npr.org/Bryant Park.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, we'll get another nominee for Best Song in the World today. And when your boss's hobbies become your hobbies, and this is a person, you have experience with this, Allie?
Yes, I do. I had a boss who was a food pusher. We'll discuss that. I'll explain it. The amount of cheesecake I had to eat one year. Remarkable. Details on the way.
It's when you're working for George Wendt, right?
Boats.
Nothing like a good obscure Cheers reference to get your Thursday morning started.